ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Wa kun Allahumma bi'izzatika li fi kulli al-ahwal raufa wa 'alayya fi jami'i al-umur 'atufa. Ilahi wa rabbi man li ghayrak as'aluhu kashfa dharri wan-nazara.
Brothers and sisters, in this part of the Kumail supplication, after the supplicant has confessed to his sins and has confessed to the fact that now he is aware of his own wrongdoings, is asking the Almighty Allah and saying, وَكُنِ اللَّهُمَّ بِعِزَّتِكَ لِي فِي كُلِّ الْأَحْوَالِ رَؤُوفَ. And Allah, by your might, be kind to me in all states. وَعَلَيَّ فِي جَمِيعِ الْأُمُورِ عَطُوفَ. And be gracious to me in all my affairs. By saying this, the supplicant is taking the Almighty Allah as his guardian. He is confessing to the fact that now he is only relying on the Almighty Allah and his mercy to live in this world and the other. Now, he is aware of the vastness of kindness of the Almighty Allah, and no one in the world can describe Almighty Allah's kindness, because it is really easy and simple to recognize the mercy of the Almighty Allah by paying attention to the different instances in which his mercy can be realized. In the previous episodes, we mentioned some of the instances, and now let us refer to another story about the mercy of the Almighty Allah.
Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence. O Allah, I beg you by your greatness to be compassionate to me in all circumstances and be gracious to me in all affairs.
Thank you, Allah, that we're here feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Attar Nishaburi says, Abdullah Mubarak had a servant and had promised to set him free if he could work and pay back as much as his price was. One day, someone told Abdullah, your servant opens the graves at night, steals the shrouds of the dead bodies to sell them, and then he is using that money to pay you back, to be freed. The owner of that servant was really upset at hearing this. One night, Abdullah secretly followed the servant to the cemetery, where the servant entered a grave, put on some clothes and a chain around his neck, and he placed his face on the ground, he began supplicating, and he began crying, talking to his Lord. Seeing this, Abdullah, his owner, hid himself in a corner and began weeping silently. The servant continued worshipping till the dawn. Then he exited the grave and went toward the city. He entered the first mosque he saw to say his morning prayers. After his prayer, he said, my true Lord, another night finished, and my master asks me for drachmas now. O Allah, you are the provider of the poor. You are the supplier of the unfortunate. At that time, a heavenly light appeared out of which a gold drachma was put in the servant's hand. Abdullah saw this event, and observing this, he was really astonished. He went toward the servant, embraced him, and said, may Allah sacrifice me for you. I wish you were my master. I wish I were your servant. The servant said, O Allah, no one knew this secret of mine. Now that it is revealed, I don't want to be alive anymore. Take me to yourself. And then he passed away instantly in Abdullah's hand. It is said that Abdullah buried him in the same old clothes. That night, he dreamed of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and Prophet Abraham, who were coming to him on a horse and told him, why did you bury our friend in his old clothes? In fact, the Almighty Allah has mercy on his servants in all of their states, in all of their affairs, in all of their difficulties and situations, and in different forms, specifically in the state of supplication and prayer. Because the nature and the essence of prayer is turning toward the Almighty Allah and getting closer to him, which is in complete contrast with committing sins and wrongdoings. Brothers and sisters, we are done with this part of the Kumail supplication. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.